Hello children, in the previous module we have studied about the nervous system in human beings. In this module we shall study about the coordination in plants. Plants do not have nerves and muscles as animals. Their response to stimuli is not immediately observed. It often takes a long time to find the response in the form of movements. It is because plants have only chemical coordination that regulates their movements. Coordination in plants means a good interaction of movements or response to stimuli. It is the process of correct response to a particular stimulus at correct time. We shall first discuss about the various types of movements seen in plants. Different parts of plants show movements in response to different stimuli. Touch, light, water, etc. are the stimuli that trigger plant movements. Plant movements are categorized into two types: tropic movements and nastic movements. Tropic movement is the movement of plant towards stimulus. If the growth is towards the direction of the stimulus, tropism is referred to as positive, and if the growth is against the direction of stimulus, then it is referred to as negative. Now we shall discuss about the various types of tropic movements. Phototropism. Plants are very sensitive to light. The shoots grow towards the light. This type of movement of plant towards the light is called phototropism. In phototropism, the shoot is positively phototropic while the root is negatively phototropic. Geotropism. The roots of plants grow downwards while the shoots grow upwards. This movement is in response to gravity. The roots are positively geotropic and the shoots are negatively geotropic. Chemotropism. Movement of plants towards chemicals is called chemotropism. The growth of pollen tube towards the ovule is an example of chemotropism. The roots grow towards water. Response of plants towards water is called hydrotropism. Roots are positively hydrotropic. Thigmotropism. Thigmotropism is the movement or change in orientation of a plant's growth as a reaction to touch. The orienting factor is generally a hard surface that can change the direction of the plant's growth or the growth of one of its parts. Thigmotropism can be in the form of opening or closing of parts of plants, such as petals or leaves, coiling of the plant around a surface, coiling of the tendrils, etc. Nastic movements in plants are also due to stimulus. Nastic movements do not lead to growth and are non-directional movements. Nastic movements are reversible movements, unlike tropic movements. Pitcher plant and Venus flytrap close and catch their prey as soon as the prey land in them. The leaves of the touch-me-not plant close when they are touched. When we touch the leaves of the plant, the leaves immediately shrink and fold. In this type of movement, no growth is involved. The movement is also reversible. The movement of sunflower towards the sun is independent of growth. The nastic movement can be of different types, like seismonastic. It is caused by stimuli like shock, touch, contact, etc. Movement in touch-me-not plant is seismonastic movement. The non-directional movement of a plant part, usually in the petals of flowers in response to light, is photonasty movement. The non-directional movement of a plant in response to touch is called thigmonastic movement. The lid of the pitcher plant closes because of touch. Plants need sunlight, water, oxygen, and minerals for their growth and development. These are external factors. Apart from these, there are some intrinsic factors that regulate growth and development of petals. These are called plant hormones or phytohormones. Plant hormones are chemical compounds present in very low concentration in plants. Hormones play an important role in the processes like phototropism, seed germination, dormancy, etc. We shall discuss about the various plant hormones one by one. First is auxin. Auxin means to grow. They are widely used in agricultural and horticultural practices. They are found in growing tips of roots and stems and then migrate to other parts to act. Auxins perform the following functions. Auxins help in cell elongation of stem and roots. Auxins initiate root formation in stem cuttings. Auxins prevent premature fall of leaves, flowers, and fruits. Auxins promote flowering. Gibberellins. Gibberellins are essential for elongation of stem and reverse dwarfism. Gibberellins break seed dormancy. Gibberellins delay senescence. Gibberellins promote bolting, that is sudden elongation of internodes. Cytokinins. Cytokinins play an important role in cytokinesis, that is cell division. Cytokinins are naturally synthesized in plants where rapid cell division occurs. Example, root tips, shoot buds, and growing fruits. Following are the functions of cytokinins. It promotes lateral and adventitious shoot growth. Stimulates the formation of chloroplast in leaves. Promotes nutrient mobilization and delay leaf senescence. Abscisic acid. It is a growth inhibiting hormone. It inhibits plant metabolism and regulates abscission and dormancy. It is also called stress hormone as it increases tolerance of plants. Functions of abscisic acid. It cuts off supply of nutrients to old leaves and ripened fruits, which result in falling off leaves and falling off ripe fruits. It inhibits seed germination. It accelerates dormancy in seeds, that is useful for storage purposes. It stimulates closure of stomata to prevent transpiration under water stress conditions. Ethylene. It acts as a growth promoter as well as inhibitor. It occurs in gaseous form. It is synthesized in the ripening fruits. It regulates many physiological processes and one of the most widely used hormones in agriculture. It hastens the ripening of fruits. It breaks seed dormancy and bud dormancy. It induces root growth and root hair formation, thereby increasing the absorption surface. Other than the five main hormones, there are some other hormones too that affect the plant's physiological processes. That's all in this module. In the next module, we shall study about plant hormones. Thank you.